Stories Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Lauren Simon with the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. It's time for the weekly challenge. That's right. That's where I post a topic and you get to come up with the stories. I get to take a break. I don't have time to do any of this right now because it's the second weekend of medical fun with the family. Yeah. Oh, it's just a joy. They thought they had everything done and then wham! Well, at least her mom and sister are here to help with some stuff. Although, guess who's doing laundry? Guess who's doing cleaning around the place? That's right, it's me. And guess who's doing the podcast? That's me too, but I've always done it. So, what was the topic this week? A full set. And we've got a full set of stories ready to play for you and enjoy, and then you'll get to choose your favorites, you get to look over the text of the stories, you get to draw on your coloring books. It's so fun. You haven't gotten your coloring book yet? Well, Guy David has all of them. He'll take care of it. Anyway, the first story to go this week is the person who won last week's competition, and that's Linda. So, Linda, let's get off on the weird foot. Let's hear it.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda, gearing up for Hurricane Danny. It's going to be awesome, as long as it stays out in the... Oh, what's that thing? The ocean, right? Okay. Oh, the weather is just beautiful. I wish everybody could have this weather and feel good to enjoy it. So, and if you're not feeling good, feel better soon, you know? I don't know how I won last week, but I feel kind of like Ving Rhames, you know, when he was looking for Jack Lemmon, except I'd be looking for Dedrick, like, no, man, you deserve this, too. Thank you, and Annabelle thanks you, too.
No, that's a lie.
Jesus.
It was fiction.
Okay, so the,
curly hair.
Okay,
My body.
Annabelle, back in the box.
No.
Back in the box. This week's theme was a full set, and I'm kind of sorry I'd, you know, I was in a hurry when I picked that. I was like, oh, what am I going to say, you know, a full set. Then I didn't have anything to write for. So, it's weird. It's not good, but I can't win them all the time. And I would rather not. I prefer tying. I don't like winning. It makes me feel like, everybody's looking at me while I'm going, Enjoy.
Call me obsessed, but my completionist mentality has served me well. I put myself through school by selling my comic book collection. My original Redline Hot Wheels paid for my first real car. My house was paid for with stamps. And the early marketing for my home business was financed by scalping Star Wars figures on the internet. I think selling my rookie Babe Ruth card to buy identical implants and veneers for all of my girlfriends was a poor investment, though, because all I got in return was a full set of sexually transmitted diseases. Who would want that?
That's right. She's won twice in a row. Is she going to win the third one to go for the three? I think, let's see, Steve the Nuclear Man, I think, got that. Or was it Chris Carlisle? And I'm sure Ellison did that once. So let's see if she gets the hat trick. Congratulations, Linda. I know Dedrick had a great story. He tried. But, you know, sometimes last minute, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to vote. Yeah. Uh-huh. As I said before, you can check out people's the text of the stories, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The links to their sites and all sorts of other stuff is up there. And I'm finally adding a sidebar thing for my daily rants. Not that I've had any during this time of medical arg. That's the best I can call it. Man, I'm just so freaking tired. All right, well, we do have a rookie this week. That's right. We have a first-timer here. Although he's not really a rookie to writing because he came over here from Great Heights. That's right, Great Heights. Jeffrey Height. I'm going to write another one for his site at some point. I know. I've been a little busy. You know, even though I'm sitting there in the hospital room for like an hour or two, you know, you got to pay attention to the person in the bed. and not like, you know, excuse me, honey, I'm going to write for a few hours. Just, you go ahead and sleep. She can't really sleep. So, yeah, I got to, you know, have the hand puppets and stuff. Well, that's what her sister is good for. She's great with hand puppets. Don't read into that. Okay, anyway. Here's Jay Radimus. Welcome to the fun, and let's hear your story.
Hi, this is Jay Radimus with my entry for 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 175, entitled The Music Collection. His collection, though impressively sized, was effortlessly collected. Causing a plane crash in adverse weather brought his single biggest haul. His next specimen was a case of patience over effort. The reckless gunplay could have figured more prominently, but waiting for fried banana sandwiches to do their damage took all the legwork out of it. He gathered most cases by simply waiting for those fatal partners, depression and drugs or alcohol, to take their toll. He thought his latest specimen was going to be toughest of all. Alas, a lifetime of eccentricity and a skosh of greed played together nicely.
Thank you, Mr. Radimus, and welcome to the fun. All right, let's go back through the regulars. These are the people that keep coming back more and more and more, and they never leave. No matter how stupid I get in between their stories. I mean, I could go for 30 minutes. Nope, they'd be coming back. They love this. They love the challenge, and that's why it's called the weekly challenge and not the weekly obligation or the weekly you gotta do this. No, some people actually do take a break from it, and then they come back when they're feeling okay or they're feeling that creative bug biting on their nether regions. In my case, it's a cat. Stupid kitten. Anyway, here's Danny Muckle and his story.
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMuckle.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 175. The topic this week was a full set, and I went with a Christmas theme. Because it's August and almost September, and that just seems totally inappropriate. Here we go. Christmas came early for Tommy. Two front teeth. Man, Santa rocked the Casbah this year. He had a full set of pearly whites before any of his friends. On Christmas Day, after all the presents were open, a single card remained in the tree. To Tommy. We regret to inform you that your federal health plan mandates a recall on your teeth. Times are tough, and so is beef jerky to a senior citizen. From Santa. The brass bell on top of the tree suddenly came free and fell hard onto Tommy's mouth, ringing loudly. A president got his wings.
Actually, the health care plan is now known as Kennedy Care, not Obamacare. You see, he only cares about going back in 2012, and then maybe 2016, and 2020. Yeah, that always happens every time. People worry about, who knows, maybe a third term, or if it's only against the law. But the law can be changed. Think everybody's going to freak out this time about that and point fingers when nothing's going to happen? Yeah, I love it. We're a crazy country. And speaking of craziness, I think I'm going to have Aaron go first and let Justin go later. Much, much later. Okay, Aaron, let's hear your story.
That pesky door-to-door salesman was getting on my nerves. Who would have thought buying one book to get rid of him only encouraged him to keep coming back until he sold the full set? I didn't have time for this. Single and soap operas, that was me. Life really didn't show any signs of getting any better. The doorbell rang. I sighed deeply and went to the door to tell him off for the last time. He smiled, and instead of passing me along the usual brochures and cheap gimmicks, a rose and chocolates he had in hand.
Aw, that's sweet! So then it was like rose of the week and chocolate of the week. And I heard Melody there, maybe baby of the week? Yeah! Okay, maybe that's a little crazy. Thank you, Aaron. Next up is Norval Joe. Yes, Norval Joe. There are so many other Joes out there, but the Norval Joe is the one that you should wait for. He's well worth it.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 175 with the prompt of the full set, or a full set. Here's my story. One thing I hate about being a twin is all the questions. How do people tell you apart? Are you identical? And then there's always, who's the oldest? We're not sure who was born first. My parents are compulsive collectors. Whether it's Depression-era glass, souvenir thimbles, or the latest Beanie Baby, they're always looking to add to their collections. One day they stopped at a garage sale and there was a kid there that looked just like me. You see, originally I was an only child, but my mom and dad just had to have the full set. I have to admit, I stole this joke from my twin brother, who's an amateur ventriloquist and often uses this in his dialogue. He claims that I was the one that they found at the garage sale, but we both know I was born first, and I'm better looking. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Wait, how am I sure that this is the real Norval Joe and not the evil twin? Or are you the evil? Oh, it gives me such headaches. Oh well, that's why Norval Joe is well worth the wait. Thank you, and dig that funky harmonica music. Next up is, yeah, I told you you'd have to wait. Well, wait no longer. It's Justin. Yeah, let's see how he's clacking those turtles together to make music. Come on, Justin, lay it on us.
Okay, ladies, the time has come for us to go to war. The time to sit around and play bingo and watch daytime television is past. We will take what is ours. We will go to the front lines and we will fight. We will fight the enemy when they rise against us. We will strike them asunder. We will tear down doors and break into the storerooms. We will find objectives and we will take them until none are left. Listen up, grandmas. The Beanie Baby Happy Meals are coming, and we will collect every single one.
You know how I always say, and music for the beginning and the end, and his piece and a few others, provided by Guy David? I think that melody should be the official baby sounds of this podcast. Until she's about 7 or 8, I would say. Imagine me doing this podcast for another 7 years. Yeah, right. First podcast to reach 10,000 episodes, I guess. Yeah, at that point, just beat me to death with a beer stein. But don't make it one of those kitschy, you know, hey, I went to Dusseldorf. You know, a kitschy tourist beer stein. I want a genuine one to brain me. All right? That's what the woman at the fortune teller's place said. You will be brained to death with a beer stein. At which point I, you know, kind of looked under the table to see what was in her other hand. Thank you, Justin. Next up is J. David Bolzin. Or Bolzin or Bolzin. Crap, just J. David. Look, he's been here before. He says so. I recognize the name. Sometimes I recognize names and faces and colors. I was in first grade. I still have my books. I still like to eat paste. I was at the grocery store. and I like it. $185. My wife's in the hospital. I'm buying for myself, right? $185. Yeah, it's going to take me 4 weeks to eat all of that. I mean, I had some nice special cheeses. I had a nice smoked Gouda in there. I had an unusual cheddar. Yes, I know, if you have high cholesterol, the last thing on your list should be lard and then cheese. But I just, in moderation. Okay? Mr. Bozing, take it away.
Hi, everyone. This is Josh. I had the story last week that sounded like a midget talking. I'm not quite sure what happened there, but that was me. And, Lawrence, you were right. I have posted to your site a couple times in the past, and I kind of disappeared for a while, but I'm back, and hopefully I'm here to stay. So this is my story called Circumstances, based off of the topic of the week, a full set. They were grand, ornate figures of nobility, alabaster and ebony warriors. They gazed on her short, round body, and her red skin deepened with embarrassment and rage. Why had this power, curse, been bestowed upon her? She wanted to return to her own, where she was considered equal and their games innocent. Fate, not choice, forced her move, and she slid across the patterned floor towards His Majesty. Leaning into his ear, she whispered, "Checkmate," and slid the blade between his ribs. Regardless of her bloody victory, they all knew a checker-made queen would never make a full set.
Yay! I like it when characters die. I don't like it when wives go into hospitals twice in a week. You know what would really suck if she goes back in again? That would really suck. She's been putting up with a lot of shit there, and she's been getting through it all. And, you know, I think she's gotten less sleep, and, you know, she gets more sleep normally in a day than she's had in the past 2 weeks. And, you know what, they had to actually give her that Michael Jackson, "Yo, that's my milk, I need my milk, don't give me too much of my milk." And, you know, the stuff that killed him, they gave her some of that, but not a lot. I mean, they measure it in millijacksons now. I mean, they give her like 3 millijacksons of that crap. I was looking at it, it's like, oh yeah, that's a good sign. But she just got moved from ICU again to some random room in the hotel. I think what they do is they just pick a room at random in one of the 5 buildings and 9 ICUs there just to fuck with the families. Speaking of the joy that I've dealt with this week, I should be happy that she's getting better. I'm going to focus on the bitching. Okay, so they give you this special number to call to check up on your family in the ICU, you know, in case you've got this thing called a job or other obligations and you're, like, shallow and you want to get ahead in your career and you want to keep, you know, doing your daily life when you really should be by their bedside 24/7. Yes, I know, I feel guilty as shit. So I actually, you know, took a day off, then went back in, and I tried calling. Let's see, first one. Oh, they're still doing rounds. Oh, wait, the nurse is back, but they're doing rounds again. Oh, I'm sorry. You click, and then 2 busy signals. And then before, when I tried, more of the same shit. So really, there's no point to the phone. Just go down there. You know, put your life on hold, and you got to go down there and know anything. Oh, and no phone equipment allowed. No, you know, wireless, electronics, any of that. So, forget about teledildonics, let alone your cell phone. So, you're in there, and then family members want to know, but they can't find out because the hotline doesn't work. Because they're, you know, well, what's your security code? And then, when you're in there, you can't call out. But if there are 2 of you, you know, both can go in, one suits up, goes in, the other one stays in the doorway. Oh, they're fine. Good. You run, go out, call everyone, tell them they're fine. But, you know, another day and all that, you update them, then come back in. You know, you gotta have a battle plan for this. And also, when your relative can't speak, They don't provide a notepad and pen. You gotta bring that yourself. And I wound up with some Disney Teen Idol thing at Walgreens. I knew to bring in a pad after I had been there the night before, and she was just whacked out and like trying to tell me something. Is there a pad? Is there a pen? Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any. You know, because they write things using blood on the bathroom mirror in the ICU. You know, they're typing away at this workstation here. Can you get a pad or a pen or just move that keyboard over here or something? Or no! Like I've done something awful. Like paper and pen will kill them. I ranted about this on my rantstudisfullofcrap.com, which actually is an overlay of Utterly. And I've been doing those. And you probably put up with my bitching and screaming and moaning, at least hundreds of you, I mean, from each, and either you're just replaying them looking like, oh my God, did he say that? Damn. So, that's it for my rant for now. Anima, hey, I heard that, unfortunately, the great Ari Gaffer is, wait, I'm clicking, I don't know what I'm doing. Here's Anima and her story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 175. It's titled Hillbilly Heaven. Thank you, Guy David, for the music. Pam and Jimbo deserve each other. She's dumb as a box of rocks and he's mean as a snake. Between the two of them, they don't have a full set of teeth. His idea of fun is to shoot his 45 out at the dump. Pam packs snack cakes and lemonade when they go out. You got one! Think I got his tail. I was thinking, for your birthday, would you like a fur coat? Really? Can I get a white rabbit one from Frank's Fur Market? I was thinking gray to match your eyes. And a pert near got enough rats.
Thank you, Anima. Oh, by the way, about the whole full set of teeth thing. Oh, yeah, in the middle of all this, the molar left upper starting to come apart on me. Yeah, had a piece start to chip loose at the gum line. And I think it's a dead tooth because I'm not feeling a damn thing up there. But I know that probably within a few weeks, get that yanked out. Yeah. Never rains it. Oh, and Bruin. Little Misty has been clawing him up a little bit when they play. So his face looks like, not hamburger meat. But he's got a few boo-boos on him that got to take him into the vet. Get them looked at. Put Neosporin on them. Make sure he's okay. But really, Misty has been going to town on him. You know, kind of like what Bruin was doing to Nardo when he had some nasty bumps on his face. But he got cleaned up. So I guess Bruin's going to have to go through this. Humping that's not ringworm, that would suck. But it doesn't look like the ringworm pattern. It's just, you know, she's tearing them to pieces. Kittens and cats. Gotta love them. At least it's not Nardo. He's looking good. Although, he's looking good while sleeping on Gina's pillow. Because he misses her. Gotta love cats. Alright, so, thank you, Anima. And let's move on to Guy David. He provided the music for the beginning, the ending, Anima Zabaleta's piece, the music for Ted Kennedy's funeral, and this piece here.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 175. I'm Guy. The topic for this week's challenge is a full set. Enjoy! There was nothing left to do but go on playing. The stage had been set, and there was no way out of it. We went bravely through our set, playing one song after the other to the sounds of echoing boos and an endless stream of flying tomatoes and body parts. Somehow, we managed to get through our whole set without a scratch. Later, as we sat at our hotel room, counting the money, our lead singer said, "Never again. Never shall we sing to a crowd of orcs and trolls. From now on, it's strictly human and elven audiences."
you know those elves and orcs can be such bores. And the dwarves, oh man, the dwarves. They try to sneak in, they try to... Oh, I want to have a kid's ticket. Cheap, gold-grubbing bastards. Well, thank you, guy. Next up is TJ Amon, and I didn't know until now that he's a North Dakotan.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, where Rand McNally left us out 1 year. This is Outrage. The president locked his steely gaze on the dragon, screeching above the streets of Manhattan, fireballs and explosions in its wake. Taking a deep breath, he leapt from Marine One, a length of cable in one hand, the enchanted sword from the capstone of the Washington Monument in the other. With a zing, the cable caught beneath the dragon's jaw as our nation's president tightened his grip and plunged the sword home. The fiery beast crashed dead in Central Park. Miraculously, no lives were lost. Tonight on Fox News, a full set of playground equipment crushed by Obama's irresponsible showboating.
Showboating. You know, is there an official showboat of the White House? I know that when he gets on a plane, it's Air Force One. When he gets on a helicopter, it's Marine One. When he gets on, let's say, an aircraft carrier, does that become like a showboat one? I don't know. That would be cool, though. What if he gets on a bumper car? Does that become bumper car one? Dude, the possibilities are just, you know, endless. Oh, well. Thank you, TJ. Rand McNally. I hate them. Well, actually, I hate Rand. McNally is okay, but Rand's a dick. And if you're listening to this, Rand, you're a dick. Thank you, TJ. And don't let up on the hate of Rand. McNally, I think you should forgive him. I mean, his choice of friends is a little suspect, but it's that Rand that's a dick. Now it's time for Planet X, who had this one real fast. Suspiciously fast. I think the fix is in, don't you?
Greetings, Earthlings. It is I, the magnificent Planet X. Gracing you with this presence and bringing you another 100-word story for the weekly challenge number 175 with the topic that Linda brought us, a full set. This is a recently updated story that I did on my podcast a while back. And remember, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Dr. Odd observed the monkeys as they sat at the typewriters, replying to all of his fan mail, keeping a full set of notes on which was typing the fastest, which had the least amount of errors. Linda had already finished her third letter. Jeffrey hardly completed his second. Justin had pulled the ribbon off his machine and was eating it. And Guy? Well, Guy was just sitting there on top of the machine, keeping beat to some imaginary music. This was much more productive than with computers. Then they had spent all their time watching porn on the internet. Thanks for listening, and be sure to stop by my podcast at planetxpodcast.com.
Thank you, Planet X. Ah, man. What I wouldn't give to live on Planet X about this time. Away from it all the calls from well-wishers and people offering to do stuff. I know, I could have let, say, I don't know, Jeffrey Haidt or maybe Norval Joe or Guy David do this podcast for me, but I think you people expect me to do it, because not everyone can ramble like an idiot in between your stories like I do. Yeah, it's that kind of day. Although, I bet Caleb could do that effectively. Maybe not. Oh well. So, there's this one story left. I think you know who it's going to be. No, it's not going to be Caleb. And it's not going to be Ellison either. No, it's just that pain in the ass, Planet Z.
Hyped as the perfect woman by every sports magazine, columnist, and television commentator, Eve the Automation was escorted to center court at Wimbledon, her silver skin shining in the summer sun. Play. Each supersonic ace and wicked return blasted past the Williams sister on the other end of the court, resulting in a full 6-0 set. Before the next humiliating set was complete, the other sister ran from the sidelines and swung her racket at Eve's head. A dumb move on her part. Eve's chassis and programming originated in a DARPA project, and the grass shone with freshly spilled blood.
And there you have it, the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 175. A full set. Thank you to everyone for listening this week. A special thanks to everyone who sent in stories this week. That's right, you're the ones who make the weekly challenge possible. Otherwise, well, no one would be a part of the challenge, and it would be kind of dull. It would be like, hey, all right, let's see who won last week. Well, nobody, because nobody entered. Okay, let's play the stories. Oh, wait, nobody entered. So it's really you that makes it possible. I'm just throwing sound files together and babbling like an idiot. Just, you know. Speaking of babbling like an idiot, I'm about to head back into the hospital and say hi to you-know-who. So if you have any messages, well, it's too late. I've already been there. Although I'll probably be there tomorrow and the day after, so you better hurry up and listen. All right, well, you can learn more about the people who have sent in their stories this week at the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorites. If you don't have any favorites and you think we all suck, well, vote for everyone. That way, at least I know you're breathing. You know, there's hundreds of people that listen, and yet, you know, sometimes there's maybe 10 votes total. Come on, people. Come on. It's more than just downloading it to your iPod and letting it sit there for 3 weeks and deleting it anyway. Come on, get involved. Be a part of it. I want to see more votes. I want to see more people showing their appreciation for the people that write the stories and record them and share them with you, the listening and sitting on your hands audience. All right? Now that I'm moralized at you and driven a bunch of you away to other podcasts like Escape Pod and Great Heights and Drabblecast, let me remind you that I'm not begging for any money. Keep your filthy money or spend it on those greedy. Well, okay, Great Heights really doesn't beg for your money, but the other two do, those pathetic, greedy bastards. Why don't they get some sponsors and just shut the heck up? Oh well, that's it. My mother-in-law is making a mess by being, you know, helpful cleaning. I've done a whole list of stuff today, and I'm ready to go insane. I'll see you all tomorrow with yet another 100-word story. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.